Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP studio visit. The captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So, you know, my view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune.
Finally, somebody's making some sense.
When you have people like Senator Ted Cruz joining Rand Paul and ditching his mask as they walk the halls of Congress. So he's not just wrong, he's doing it for the wrong reason.
But I'm wearing the ribbon, he's wearing the ribbon, we are all wearing the ribbon. So why aren't you going to wear the ribbon?
This is America, I don't have to wear anything I don't want to wear.
Cam, I'm not going to wear a mask, and all of us have been immunized, so.
It'd make us feel better.
You're welcome to step away if you like.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
New Hampshire will not renew the state's mask mandate. We'll continue to work hand in hand with public health. And what does change is the government's imposed requirement to do so.
I'm breathing. Air. Air.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It's not Howie. Howie's going out to dinner and Taylor's staying back and hosting the last hour. Thank you very much to Howie, Grace, and Joe Pianodosi for another great Police Blotter Facts Friday. And the fun continues, not through Police Blotter Facts Friday, but through the rest of the skeleton crew that's here taking care of the last hour, myself and Matt. 844-500-4242. I love the intro today, Matt, and my kudos to you, because it feels like a small revolution. This is the, I don't want to say it's the shot heard around the world, but it's definitely a little splash in a very big pond. It's creating some ripples, and that is people like Governor Ron DeSantis and Governor Chris Sununu coming out and saying it. And they're saying the loud part out loud, like it needed to be. A lot of people were keeping the loud part quiet, if that makes any sense. Some people, like Joe Biden, they say the quiet part out loud. We'll get to him in a little bit. But these Governor DeSantis and Governor Sununu, they're saying the part that needs to be loud out loud. Other people are too scared to say it. And that is, you've got the vaccine. What the bleep are you worried about? Full disclosure here, Wednesday, I was not in the office for the latter half of the day in which the show takes place. And that was because I clumsily sprained my foot. And I, you know, took the measure of going to an urgent care and getting the x-ray, because I've broken bones before and it's not fun. And it wreaks havoc. I had a mistake once where I broke my ankle and I did not get it treated. I was stupid to do so. Just wore a little bit of a brace. There probably should have been some surgery. I said I'll be fine. You know, took some Tylenol and put some ice on it. And, you know, I was fine. So I went to get it checked out this time around, and I was fine. It was just a bad sprain. Back at work the next day. No problem. However, you know, you're in the doctor's office and they're asking you all these COVID questions. Do you have the temperature? No. Have you been out of the state in the past 2 weeks? No, this is stupid. They ask you if you've been out of the state over the past 2 weeks. Then they ask you if you've been out of the country for the past 2 weeks. Well, my answer to your first question was no. So I don't think I can travel to Canada or Mexico or any other country without first leaving Massachusetts. So that was a no. And they go through all these questions and then they say, have you been vaccinated? First of all, what business is it of yours if I've been vaccinated or not? Secondly, my question to you after you ask me that question is undoubtedly going to be, if I answer yes, can I take this mask off, please? Do we have to socially distance? And while I was there at the office, I was walking back to get my x-ray, and it was a narrow hallway, and a couple of what Howie calls soy boys, they walk into the urgent care, and they see me coming down the hallway. I'm wearing the mask, but they're younger than me, okay? They're skinny little guys. You know, one of them's got purple hair. They backs against the wall like they're about to be frisked because they're dreadfully afraid of coming within 3 feet of me. They don't want to catch the COVID. So I'm so glad to hear people like DeSantis and Sununu saying the loud part out loud, and that is, if you are vaccinated, act like you're vaccinated. If you're immune, act like you're immune. I've been saying all along to people I know in the medical community, your field is no longer about science. Your field is no longer about medicine. It's about scaring people. And the reason I say I feel that it's not the shot heard around the world, but it's a ripple in a pretty big pond that needs to be shaken up and stirred around a little bit, get all that scum out of there, is because the science is being ignored. The medicine of it all is being ignored. Again, vaccines, if they're for you, they're for you. If they're not for you, they're not for you. Fine. I'm not going to argue with you on that. And I hope that you would respect my opinion on that as well, as it pertains to myself. But to say that you still have to wear the mask afterwards, you still have to socially distance afterwards, again, there's no payoff for people. The goalposts keep being moved. If there's no payoff, why are we doing anything that we're doing right now? So let's go back and play Ron DeSantis saying that if you're immune, act immune. Cut 26, Matt.
So, you know, my view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
Right. What's the payoff for people? If you still have to put on the mask, if you still have to sit behind the plexiglass, if your travel is made a lot more inconvenient because you have to go through all kinds of checkpoints and scanners and questions, COVID questions, what's the point of it all? I know what a lot of people are going to say. You know what would help, Taylor? If there were some vaccine passports. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. But Governor Sununu says the same thing in New Hampshire. If you're immune, you're immune. Act immune. This would be cut 20.
Very natural for folks to have trepidations and concerns, of course, but that's what the vaccine's for. If we didn't have the vaccine, we'd be in a very different position. If we weren't so fast about it, we'd be in a very different position.
And you know what I love about Governor DeSantis, Governor Sununu? He's explaining this to, and I sat and I watched the whole press conference. He's explaining this to a group of reporters who are asking questions about this, and he's not rattled by any of them. And he doesn't stumble over anything. Like you see people like Dr. Rochelle Walensky or Jen Psaki or Dr. Fauci, they'll stumble and they'll walk around the question that you just asked and they won't answer it at all. They'll give you this long non-answer. But he was very direct with every single question he was asked. Oh, what about this little hiccup here? Well, we're taking care of the hospitals. He said, you know, I get a hospital update every single day, and there's still capacity in the hospitals. None of them have closed down. There's still plenty of room for people. The cases that we're seeing are younger people, and you know why? Because the older people have gotten vaccinated. You're not seeing as high as rate as hospitalizations for older people. So naturally, your hospitalizations are going to skew younger. And they're really not taking up all that much space. The symptoms are actually a lot more mild with the younger people than they were with the older people when you were seeing higher hospitalization rates from COVID with the older crowd. That's why you're seeing those numbers, he says. But he goes through all these, and we'll get to all of these cuts, how he didn't get to play them all. But they are quite good. And he's very calm, is what I appreciate. He's very calm and very matter-of-fact and very logical. And it's so wonderful to see a governor who's still, he's not throwing science out the window, okay? And I use science in quotation marks for the people that really, really buy into the panic porn out there. He's not throwing the science in quotation marks out the window. He's still saying, look, if you want to mask up, we're still going to encourage it. You know, we believe that it may help in some circumstances, okay? But we're not going to require it anymore. He says, cut 19, Matt. This is where he says that this is something that was called for then, but this is now. Cut 19.
It's a big difference between what the state is forcing and mandating, requiring, you know, sending the COVID police, as people like to call it. You know, we're just, that's a whole different ballgame. And we had to make those extreme decisions during extreme times. We're just not in those extreme times.
We're not, well, at least New Hampshire isn't. And they haven't been, you know, completely gung-ho about all these mandates and requirements and whatnot. For those of you in New Hampshire, you know what towns are more COVID-friendly than others. You know that if you're going into a rural part of the state, you're probably not going to see too many people wearing masks in the general store. If you're going into, Nashua or Portsmouth, or even, I would imagine, Conway. I didn't go to Conway during the pandemic. I went before the election, and I wore a Trump hat, and I got all kinds of looks. But if you're going to, you know, some of the more touristy places like Conway, or some of the more business-oriented places like Nashua or Portsmouth, you're going to see a lot more masks. But if you're going to some place like maybe Tamworth, you're not going to see too many masks, I dare say. 844-500-4242. We'll get to more of these clips and much more conversation. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful. Like that.
Never thought you'd hear Frank Sinatra covering a song from a felt frog, did you? I love the presentation of this, too. It gives it a completely serious cover. Being Green by Kermit the Frog, transposed by Frank Sinatra. 844-500-4242. The poll question today is brought to you by Gabby Insurance. Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. Gabby, that means better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers have saved $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Matt, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you prefer to have as your governor? Charlie Baker, Janet Mills, Phil Scott, or Chris Sununu?
Obviously, Chris Sununu.
Chris Sununu is 93%.
He could run for governor in any New England state right now, and I think he'd probably take the cake. 844-500-4242. 207 says Kermit sang it better. I would agree with that. He had more heart. 860 says, science says you don't need mask with vaccine. Now you like science. No, that's not what science says, and that's not what I said either. Science says science and scientists like Dr. Fauci say you do need your mask with the vaccine. Am I wrong? Hello? Am I wrong? No. Common sense says with a vaccine, you don't need a mask. Common sense is not all that common anymore now, is it? 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mark.
You're an intelligent young man, Taylor. Are you worried at all about the future of America? Because frankly, I am.
Oh,
I mean,
hell yes.
Everything's so anti-white now. Yeah, everything's so anti-white now. I don't know how this country can survive.
I'm not sure about that point. I'm really not concerned about my color or anybody else's color out there. However, here's an interesting tweet from earlier today. This is about the shooting in Indianapolis. This is from a publication called The Oregonian. The man who was killed was this was not about the Indianapolis shooting. This took place in Oregon, I guess a police involved shooting. This was their lead into the story on their Twitter. The man who was killed was a white male in his 30s, according to three sources with knowledge of the investigation. The Oregonian / Oregon Live is identifying the man's race in light of social unrest prompted by police shootings of black people. In other words, don't worry. It was just a white guy. No reason to loot, riot. Nothing necessary for that. It doesn't count, right? Nothing to see here. But to answer your question, Mark, I worry about the future of our nation in many more ways than one. Thanks very much for the call. Steve, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Taylor. So I live in New Hampshire. I asked the community page. I said, are the restaurants and bars and restaurants going to allow us to not wear masks? So one of the gym owners says, well, in my gym, you wear the mask walking in and getting dressed, but when you're working out, you don't have to wear it. I said, what sense does that make? When you're walking in the gym, you're calm, your breathing is slow. When you're working out, you're huffing and puffing, you're breathing much heavier, and you don't have to wear a mask.
And did he say all this to you with a smirk on his face? Did he chuckle at all, or was he deadpan?
It was all through the text, it was all serious. Like, that makes no sense whatsoever. So I said, what we need to do is go to the gyms, go to the restaurants that don't require the mask, and then when the other ones start losing money, they'll realize, well, maybe we should just lift the ban.
Most of the restrictions have never made any sort of sense to me, and you can poke holes in so many of them. I never understood why I could go into a restaurant, and if I were at, I was just waiting around for a table, I'd have to wear a mask. However, if I were sitting down and my head were, 2.5-3 feet lower, I could not wear a mask. COVID, I guess, respects height restrictions. I never got that, Steve. Thanks very much for the call. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with more. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is The Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer, filling in for the final 25 minutes here. 844-500-4242 is the toll-free number to call and join us. I just want to play a couple of cuts before we go back to the phone lines, which are lit up like a Christmas tree. And that is Chris Sununu talking about the mask mandate, the vaccines. If you're nervous, if you have trepidations about going out and encountering maskless people, dun dun dun, that's what a vaccine is for. Again, one of the texters sent in, science says you can take the mask off if you're vaccinated. Now you like science? No, science did not say that. The scientists, and according to them, the science says you've got to keep the mask on with the vaccine. Otherwise, you'll spread the virus. And again, why are we getting these shots if It doesn't make any sense. And people are waking up to it. People are waking up to it. So he says, and this is why I love Governor Sununu when it comes to this issue. Because he's finally putting his foot down and saying, the people of New Hampshire, I don't know about anywhere else around the country, but the people of New Hampshire, the voters are adults, and they can decide what to do for themselves. So he says, if people are nervous, that's what the vaccine is for. Then he says this, Matt, cut 21.
You know, folks want to protect themselves. That's their job, to protect themselves. And if there's individuals that are choosing not to get the vaccine and kind of provide themselves that shield, take those risks, that's their choice too.
Yeah, it's a choice. It's a freedom of choice. I can choose for myself what I think is best for yourself. And you can choose for you what you think is best for you. You know, when I run into people that I haven't seen in a little while, I ask them, I said, how are you doing through this? And have you been vaccinated? And they say, yeah. I said, great, good for you. Glad you can live your life, if you were in fear, without it anymore. I mean, that's you can't put a price on that. You can't put a price on that. So I don't know why people get their panties in a bunch when I say, no, I don't think I'm going to take the vaccine. At least not now. I've gone a year, over a year now, without a vaccine, without, well, you know, you have to wear the mask inside the places where they're, you must wear this mask on your face at all times. Achtung, achtung. But by and large, if I can get away with it, I'll get away with it. We work in this office without masks. And I don't know what my coworkers do on the weekends. I don't ask. You know, over the holidays, everybody went to see their families, I'm assuming, and came back here. There haven't been any problems. So to this point in time, I've not shown why somebody my age and in my generally decent health, why I should get the vaccine. So why should I take something when I don't need it? That's all. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, hi, Taylor. Listen, I'm just calling you from Montreal here, and I just have a quick late-breaking news items for all those socialists who are, you know, criticizing Trump's rollout of the vaccine, and they talk about, oh, the vaunted Canadian Medicare system. I think Ontario just today announced there's a six-week stay-at-home order. It's Ontario, Canada, it's closed its borders on the east and the west. So from Quebec, you can't get in. From Manitoba and in the U.S., we're supposed to have April 21. They're going to reconsider that. But, you know, it's just one step after the other.
Why is there a six-week? What's the reason for the six-week closure?
Because they say the number of COVID cases is skyrocketing, quote unquote, 4,800 new ones today. And the premier, who's the equivalent of the governor of Ontario, came out basically saying, we fear it's going to get up to 20,000. Now, in Quebec, Montreal, Quebec City, major centers, everybody has to be in their houses at 8 o'clock at night, you know, except the exception note from the. So we have a curfew. We've had this since January the 9th. Ontario now is doing this, and Ontario just today passed new powers for police to stop and question anybody who's outside their place of residence. You step off your private property. Why are you traveling, Mr. Cormier, and where do you live?
That's how they pronounce it up there, too, Cormier. Wow. So how are you getting through this?
I'm sorry?
How you're in Montreal, so you're not too affected by
I'm in Montreal, right. So I have to be in my house at 8 o'clock. Otherwise, I'm subject to a $1,000 to $6,000 fine by police.
Good
and,
Lord.
Now, this is how crazy it is. Now, Quebec, you know, they've managed it, but I must say this, look, you know, be fair here. When they initiated this lockdown, they did see a drop in the number of daily recorded cases of COVID for what that's worth.
Now, well, if you can't step off your property, how can you get to the hospital to have it recorded?
Well, that's a good point. You know, they obviously have some minor exceptions like medical travel. If you're an essential worker and you have a note from your employer. I mean, it's just
your papers, please.
Yeah.
So this and it's just, I worry about this as a harbinger, because the United States is sort of that last bastion of freedom. And as Reagan said many years ago, President Reagan, you know, once you lose liberty in the U.S., it's gone from the planet.
Yeah, Yeah, I agree with that. Thanks very much for the call, Peter. I'm sorry to hear that that's how it's going for you up there. Gosh, I can't imagine. Well, I mean, I can come close to imagining. We kind of went a little towards that ledge in the United States. And in Massachusetts, we were told to lock down and don't go anywhere. I remember when the highways were a complete standstill, and not in the sense that there was a lot of traffic. There was no traffic. There was no action going on. It was weird. And just in the past 2 weeks, I've encountered, you know, some more traffic jams, which I take as a good sign. Things are getting back to normal. My question is, and somebody else called in earlier on the show asking about why are we seeing increases in places like New Hampshire and Massachusetts? Why are we seeing increases in cases when we're getting vaccinated, right? Again, I say this being completely upfront with you. I'm not a medical professional. I have no degree in anything. I have no letters after my name, okay? It's Taylor J. Cormier. That's it. There's no MD. There's no PhD. Nothing like that. So this, take what I ask with a grain of salt. A vaccine. If you're being injected with the COVID vaccine, Pfizer or Moderna, whatever it is, you are getting, in effect, a treatment of dead COVID virus, right? Right. So you may or may not experience some symptoms, right? Right. As have been reported, you know, 24, 48 hours, whatever it might be, the waiting period to see if you're going to have any symptoms from the virus. Now, my question would be, if that's all true, if you were to go into a hospital and they test you for COVID, would you show up as a positive because you've been vaccinated? I'm just putting out the question, okay? I'm just putting out the question.
Don't know.
And would that be counted? Would that be tallied up on the chalkboard of panic porn as a positive case, even though somebody's been vaccinated? These are the questions that need to be asked. And the caller was very keen on that point earlier in the show, and I think that's an important question. Shannon, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Shannon.
Oh.
Hi.
I had a comment about the shots and the vaccinations. When you said you were in the doctor's office and they asked you all the questions,
mm-hmm.
had you already given them your date of birth?
I believe so. Yeah, they would have had that.
Okay. Then they should have also known whether you got a vaccination or not. Everything's in computers nowadays, right?
I would imagine so. I'm not sure if that would... I'm not sure how the process necessarily works because I haven't taken part in it.
Well, I've been at doctor's appointments and while I'm sitting
waiting. Oh, but, you know, when you first walk up to the door and they're going down their checklist of you know, questions, if you have symptoms, if you've been around anybody with symptoms, yeah, they ask that. So at that point, no, they did not have my date of birth. No.
Okay. They have my date of birth and everything, and they ask me those questions. And before they get the first one out, I say no to all. Don't ask me the questions. The answer is no.
Yeah.
And gotten vaccinated. No. I don't intend to. I've never gotten a flu shot in my life. If I get it, or if I get a cold, then I get it.
Yeah. And yeah, I think a lot of people feel like that, Shannon, as well. I'm you know, a bit like-minded in that sense. The last time I got a flu shot, I ended up getting the flu. That was back in 2007, and I don't think I've had the flu since, and I don't think I've taken a flu shot since, and that was a pretty bad flu. I got up to a temperature of 104. I could not stand up. It was not fun. Thanks very much for the call. Session, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Session.
Hi, Taylor. You're doing an awesome job.
Oh, thank you.
Taylor, a couple of weeks ago, Rachel, the CDC director, said, you know, if you are vaccinated, you do not have to wear the mask. And then she took it back. Now, in the
Are you sure she said that? Are you sure she said that, Session, or did she say if your the vaccines work against the variants?
Oh, something like that. But I remember her saying not having to wear the mask if you are vaccinated. Something like that.
Okay.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
Okay, so I'll take that as not having to wear the mask. You're correct, Session. Go ahead.
Yeah. So and also the possibility of you getting infected after the vaccination is only 0.01%. So, but I still, Dr. Fauci cannot say that he still wants us to wear the mask.
By the way, Session, that's the same, just about the same percentage that you have of dying, a same chance of dying if you're under the age of 60 and you contract the virus, 0.01%. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, if you wear the mask, you don't have to social distance. If you social distance, you do not have to wear the mask. And if you are vaccinated, you don't have to do both too. You don't have to wear the mask at all if you are vaccinated. So this is a real problem, I tell you. And then in England and Israel, the schools are open and children do not have to wear a mask at all now. Schools are completely open.
Glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that, Session. Thanks very much for the call. And you brought up a couple of good points, one of them being, getting back to normal. I think that's going to be a lot more difficult than it has been for other places in the world. This is our kind of this generation's first foray into the world of pandemia. And it's for a lot of people, it's scary. They have no idea how to react to it. They have no, they become sheep. They become complete lemmings. And to get yourself out of that mindset, you have to, gee whiz, you gotta pull the plug, figuratively speaking, on this brainwashing machine and get people's eyes to stop spinning and finally see the world for what it is. It's always been a scary, dangerous place, and it's always going to be. But your whole life is rolling the dice every single day you walk out of the safety of your own home. You're taking a chance on survival. That's it. That's a philosophy that people have lost sight of. Everything is a gamble. Nothing in this life is guaranteed. I didn't come here to talk philosophy, but I mean, it's so many people cannot find themselves to snap out of that. They've been all too willing to succumb to the pandemic overlords, Dr. Fauci and all of those people, and they feel secure in their snug little COVID-safe blankets because the social distancing and the masks, to quote Fauci, wearing a mask might make some people feel good, but it really doesn't do anything as far as stopping the virus. He said it. He said it himself. Go look it up. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter! You!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
I said blues, good morning. I don't want to fight. Excuse me while I have a smoke. If I can't find a light, open up the door and let the good times in.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. A little Dino to take us into the weekend. And Lee, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Lee. Lee, you there? Guess we don't have Lee. Bill, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Taylor, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I just heard you talking about it. I mean, I lean more to the left, and if you're asymptomatic, and you could have the disease and be spreading it to other people, and I can understand you can do anything you want, but you know, I just worry about other people getting sick.
Well, Bill, the tests have shown, the studies have shown asymptomatic people rarely spread it. You know why? Because they're not coughing. They don't have any symptoms. They're not hacking up a lung and slinging their phlegm across the room. You're very, very unlikely to catch it from an asymptomatic person. So that's why we have the social distancing, so that you're not getting into somebody's personal bubble and getting into too close contact with them, because there are asymptomatic cases with this. But that should take care of the issue, no?
And I agree with that. That's great. I mean, that's fine, you know. I think if we just can hold on a little longer here.
How much longer, Bill? How much longer? How much longer is a little bit longer?
They said we would be able to get vaccinated by the end of May, so the 1st of June, okay, that everybody would be vaccinated if they want to be vaccinated. So, I mean, I don't think that's unreasonable, that's all.
I've been told months and months and months as we go along through this thing, you know, one thing after another, this is going to work, this is going to work, this is going to work. Another goalpost has been moved this week, Bill, where you're going to have to get a booster shot every year. Masks are probably going to be around for a long time.
Fine, but, you know, we want to just keep people from dying. That's the thing. That's the goal here. People are going to get sick. They got sick from the flu. Understandable, okay?
People die from the flu too, Bill. That doesn't mean we have to reach herd immunity on the flu in order to prevent people from dying. It's a sad thing. I've lost people too, Bill. I've come very close to losing very close people. But it's not you can't throw the whole world into this cacophony of fear just because there's money to be made, and that's what it is. Hey, a booster shot every year? People going to profit off of that. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great time. We'll be back on Monday. I'm Taylor Cormier, and this is the Howie Carr Show.